one indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we move on to the public to be heard, I would just like to announce that prior to this work session, council met in executive session to discuss the listing. Okay, time for public to be heard. As a reminder, please state your name and whether or not you are a borough resident for our record.
Please step out. Yeah. Ina Crawford, I am a borough resident, but I'm here on behalf of the Food Barter Committee, the Historic Association. The last work session, I wasn't here, but there were two motions made to approve or table the materials that I dropped off. And I'm just wondering where does that be made? We'd like to start construction after Market Day, so like in October. And not sure where does that leave us. Can we go ahead without approval of the materials or?
So, Greg, I can answer. Yeah, so none of those, neither of those motions got a second. So, actually, no motions were made. So, at this point, you don't have permission to use those materials. So, you can't move forward at this point.
And so, what will be my next step? What should I do? That's great.
Sure. I think there was some uncertainty on council as to what the status of your project was as well. So I'd ask you to update Craig on where you are and if you want to move forward with those materials, and then we can add it to an agenda to remove. Actually, it wasn't tabled. It was
No.
just everything failed.
Yes, everything else.
It failed to get set.
Right.
There's no alternate vote.
Yeah, there was, so there wasn't an approval. It wasn't denied either. It just failed to move forward. So it's we're still sitting in limbo. So if you can just confirm with Craig what your plans are, and then we can discuss adding it to a future agenda for a vote.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Any additional public to be heard, please?
Hi, my name is Amy Smith. I am not a borough resident, just outside of Borough Township. I'm here on behalf of the Newtown Experience Committee and my husband, Andy Smith, who is trying to create an event in the borough that most towns call Porch Fest, but it is going to be called,
Song
Porch
Fest?
Stop.
A porch stop. I knew it had to do with music.
Porch Palooza was So basically, getting homeowners throughout the borough to volunteer their porches, driveways, yards to host a couple musical acts, small bands. It could be anywhere from maybe a cello somewhere versus a band performing for an hour. So I think it's 12 to 4 on September 27th. There's no fees involved. It's not a ticket event. It's just people in the community could wander around, but they can have a map that's going to be shown, and they can see where different people are playing and kind of just wander through the community and listen versus it.
The idea is on one night, several different performances.
It's one day. It's like a Saturday afternoon. Several different performances go on. So I think he has maybe like 13 homeowners at this time that would be interested in hosting acts throughout the
See,
borough.
yeah, when I lived in Dayton, they did something similar, and you pretty much carry your own lightweight chair and like your water jug or whatever, and you go from house to house based on what musicians you want to see. You set your chair up, you sit down.
Yeah, so no cost to anybody, no alcohol, nothing like that. It's just people wandering
No
around.
road closures.
Yeah.
You already have homeowners lined up?
There's some homeowners that express that their willingness to do it already. We reached out to homeowners and some musicians too, but he's still working on that. But fire,
I
of course,
just mention one other contact for you, because there is a Newtown, there's a Newtown Porch Fest group,
We
right?
know, yeah, so we know about that. And that's why I called it Porch Stock, because Porch Fest traditionally in communities are more of this model, what this Porch Stock would look like. But here in our community, it's more of just hosting on a Friday night throughout the summer and
Right.
having, a gathering. So he didn't want people to be confused by the two and interfere with the existing Porch Fest. So
Wayne does this down on the main line every year, and they get massive amounts of people. It's really popular. They do a great job. They have signed it. I mean, like temporary, like little flags to point out where the houses are. They really do a nice job.
So they want to try to do something like that to bring people into the borough, shop and everything, or enjoy restaurants while they're here.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Any other questions?
Andy had approached me as to whether or not he gave the concept and asked you whether or not it needed a special event application based on the explanation I received that answer. So I did ask that they come to council just to get that work.
And he apologizes for not being here. I got stuck on a Zoom. So he's like, can you come on?
Oh, not a problem. Yeah, I agree to you based on other events that theater does that we don't need to close roads for or have extra police presence for. So
it's okay. It's just
here.
Thank you.
That
sounds great.
Yeah, okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Any additional public to be heard?
Okay, Judy, are we on now? Do you know what the sign is?
It's the same. So it was, I think, just the direct range wasn't working. So, I mean, this isn't the executive session. It's just
so,
the work session.
All right. So she should put in the numbers. Or
so I actually had her. I just texted
you.
Her
did?
About
yeah, let,
all
right.
Let Judy can.
Yeah. Okay. Then I won't have to worry about following.
She said it's not
okay.
Michelle?
Thank you. A couple things to report on tonight. First one is the proposed development at 110 North State Street. That, as you know, received preliminary plan approval earlier this year. The Planning Commission will be reviewing it next Monday night. A review letter was sent to the borough yesterday, and then it should be scheduled for the council for the next council meeting, probably, as long as the Planning Commission recommends approval for it.
So the July 16th meeting?
Yes. In fact, even if the Planning Commission does not recommend approval, it has to be scheduled for your meeting because I believe that's when the time clock ends.
This is just final approval, correct?
Right.
Just we did preliminary previews for this development.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Also on your agenda for that development will be the sewage facilities planning module, where they need to get approval from DEP to make the two connections, two sanitary sewer connections. The one component of that was reviewed by the Planning Commission many months ago, was signed. They now have all the signatures required from the collection, conveyance, and treatment facilities. It is the whole document that they put together with those sign-offs and narrative, alternative analysis plans. That has to get approved by council. It's scheduled for your next meeting, I believe, on the agenda. So that's an agenda item. And then the other item I have is the development at 156 North Congress Street. It's also 116 East Jefferson Street. It was the existing twin house that was subdivided, and they built a single family dwelling. All of the improvements are now complete. We're ready to certify it as complete. That takes formal council action to do so. So that is why it is scheduled for your next meeting. And if you certify it as complete, all of their escrow will be returned to them, except that in this case, they ask that a portion of that be held back for their maintenance period security to guarantee that the improvements within the right-of-way hold up for 18 months. So that'll be on your next agenda.
So it just requires council approval. So instead of them going out and getting a separate maintenance bond, we'll just hold the existing security open.
That makes sense. And did you have a question about one of these items?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So on 110 North State Street, how many EDUs do we have left to play with in the borough?
After this?
Yes.
Zero.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you.
And then I just had, just for public knowledge, on your report, you had said that you expect the construction on the Frost Lane sidewalk to start within the next 10. Is that still
still. I just received the signed contract documents tonight.
Okay, great.
So the next step, we'll take them back and we will contact the contractor to set up a pre-construction meeting.
Okay, and we'll keep the residents along there notified of when it's going to start.
Craig has already sent notification to them that the project has been awarded. And I just checked with him tonight and no one has contacted him.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Does anyone have any more questions for Michelle on either these two items or her report?
Quick question. There was a big discussion about, is that the, is that part of the planning commission discussion that they're going to come to touch with that?
It will be. Okay. There was no details on the plans, as you remember previously. Right. They added.
They did add them. Yeah.
They did add the detail onto the plan, and I'm leaving that up to the borough to decide if that is the type of light gotcha. That they want. They have to add the height, so we'll make sure it's the same height as the one in front of the theater, which is what council wanted with preliminary plan approval. But it'll be, planning commission will make their recommendation to you as to if that's the type of light that you want to see.
So it's a perfect light.
Great. Any other questions for Michelle? All right,
thank you.
Can I just brief comment on behalf of the applicant?
Not necessarily at this time, but we'll go ahead and let you know if you'd like to.
Yeah, George, I'm attorney, John Richardson, engineer, Ron Gault here, owner. Just wanted to say the reason that we asked, I don't know if we normally would be on the agenda for session, we asked to be, is because we hadn't been here since January, and we didn't want to spring everything on you at one meeting. So if you had questions for us, that would help make the formal meeting in 2 weeks more efficient for you. That's why we're here. We had a very detailed, effective meeting with the Planning Commission in June. And it was really on us that they could not make a recommendation because we did not know that the public notice was required for final plan as well as preliminary. So we cured that problem and now we're back. But we thought because of the long lapse of time, if there was anything we could tell you about visions of the plan, satisfaction of the conditions that you impose, which we think are satisfied, except for a couple of the outside, you know, permits, which come later, and ultimately the operation and maintenance agreement, which Mr. Lemiak will provide. We think we're in good shape. We appreciate the engineer's letter. We'll be able to satisfy anything in it. But as I said, we didn't want to spring everything on you at the last public meeting at which you can act. We thought if we came now and offered you a chance to ask anything, here we are. If you have absolutely no questions and you're completely happy with this three-lot subdivision, great.
I think we'll be more informed to be able to ask those kinds of questions after the next Planning Commission meeting.
Okay.
I mean, unless anyone has anything that's...
I have one quick question,
sure.
And I don't know if it's appropriate to hear planning. The comment in here about HARB, you went back to HARB.
Yes.
Last time you were here, you went to HARB. Did HARB give another recommendation? Or you stick with what you had, which was good?
Yes. Sticking with what we had shown, yes.
Okay.
The HARB had no objections to the addition out that side.
Okay.
When they get down to building permit, as a normal HARB process, certificate of appropriateness, they will work with, you know, the windows and that sort of building detail, but they had no objection to the addition per se, which I think was the question that we had in January.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So that meeting was that was
okay.
And we did put the easement on. There's a sample area which we provided on the plan for the trail easement. You don't have to designate the area now, but it's a large area shown on the plan where you can put your future trail easement planted if you're ready to do, as well as the MS4 requirements you might need to do in that floodplain area. We attempted, I think we did satisfy all the conditions that you proposed in January.
Okay.
Anything else? No? Okay. Well,
not at this time, but
they will see you in
January. We'll have questions after the planning commission meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be someone's here for that.
All right. Thank you so much for coming. Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Just a couple of things. Just a change up. Well, now that Chief Forrest is here, I actually had the opportunity to attend the barbecue in the Ward's there on Monday night and. Sure.
What were you told?
My intention is the more formal process during the general meeting, but I did want to congratulate you on 50 years of service. I thank you.
We'll do it again.
We'll never celebrate it again. Couple of special event requests that you guys have. The Turkey Trot 5K run, which is a new run, sponsored by Boss Events, the same team that does the Shamrock Shuffle. Benefit Bucks County Heroes Scholarship Fund. When I say same team, the Boss Events is the same group that actually runs the other event. Bucks County Heroes Scholarship Fund in honor of Brian S. Gregg, that will be on Thursday, the 27th of November, at 9 to 11 a.m. So that's in there for you guys to review. We're looking for a motion on that at the meeting. And then this is good that it's on the agenda, because I know we've had conversations before about this, the display of purple ribbons, sponsored by a woman's place for September 27th through November 1st on Borough Streets. And the list is in there, all of the streets that they would be putting on the polls for that. Gives you from, it's quite extensive as far as the number of streets that are listed, so please take a look at that. And just special event reminders, Movies in the Park. There's only one left. Rec Board is Dirty Dancing on July 9th with a rain date on July 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Lit Memorial Park. And Music on the Street, sponsored by Opus Outreach Foundation at 16 South State Street, Thursday, July 10th. August 28th, so that's starting up 6 to 7:30 p.m. And that's all what I have.
Thank you. Chief, I have a question for you about the turkey trot. My only question was, since it's a holiday, do you have enough staff to?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially the event is in honor of Paul Sprague, so.
I still wanted to make sure that wasn't going to be an issue. There we go. Okay, great. That's the only question I had about that. And then the purple ribbons, Craig, I know you spoke with the applicant and they're aware that a lot of what they're asking for is not in the borough, correct? Because the application is a lot of township streets. Okay. I would prefer to not start pushing this out into strictly residential areas like they're requesting. I would prefer to just have them on the borough-owned decorative poles along State Street. That's my, because if we open it up to them putting stuff on telephone poles in residential areas, then we open that up for anybody. That's my thought process on that.
I do.
Right. Do you think they'd be amenable to just a decorative pole on State Street?
Yeah, I think that they would be okay, but that's our options. Then change the motions, limit it just to the decorative ones.
Yeah, I would just add, we also, if the poles in the residential areas are about our utility poles, whether they're owned
they're
by,
actually not ours.
Yeah, we don't have jurisdiction to allow them to utilize those poles for anything anyway, so
okay.
It would probably be best to limit it to facilities that we have control over.
Is that something you can talk to them about before we vote on this?
Sure.
Does anyone else have any questions, comments, or concerns about these two events? Okay. Thank you, Mayor Burke. Okay, moving on to the solicitor's report. Greg.
Thank you. Ordinance 806 for mobile food vendors, the long discussed and deliberated ordinance is scheduled for a hearing on July 16th. That has been placed in the Bucks County Courier Times for advertisement twice prior to the hearing and has been submitted to the Bucks County Law Library. Library, wow, my Philadelphia accent just came out.
Library, is that?
I haven't said that in a long time. Yes, this is submitted to the Bucks County Law Library for review for the public and can take a look at that or available through through the borough itself. So we're prepared for a hearing on that. Are there any questions on that? It will be a zoning hearing, so we'll separate that out from the meeting on the agenda on the 16th. The next item is a resolution regarding 22 Liberty Street to exercise the borough's power of eminent domain to acquire that property. Right now, as council, I believe, is aware, the property has served, at least for the last 25 years, as the borough's police station, continues to do so. It is currently under a lease agreement with the Newtown Fire Association. That lease is due to expire this summer. The borough's been in negotiations with the Fire Association over the last several months over what an ongoing relationship would look like, because there are no renewal options left of the existing lease. So we're starting to look at what the future looks like for that. The Fire Association presented a proposal for future rents for the property, which the borough sought to confirm underneath our obligations as a municipality as to whether those rents were supported under fair market value. And we had our office on behalf of the borough had an appraisal done, which we presented to the NFA. Through those negotiations, the borough and NFA were unable to reach an agreement to reflect a financially supported rent for the borough for that property. But knowing that the borough needs a location for the police department to operate out of, and this property has served as the police department rather successfully for the last 25 years, it is our recommendation at this point to move forward with the eminent domain procedures granted to the borough underneath the borough code and the eminent domain code. The first step of that is to adopt a resolution that would grant our office and the cooperation of other borough officials to put that process in motion. Ultimately, we would acquire title to the property to continue to use it for a public purpose, that being the police department. And the value of the property would be determined by the appraisal process or through a public review process of that valuation that would be obligated to compensate the NFA in that amount. So we are solicitor's office putting forth the resolution for consideration at the business meeting in 2 weeks to begin that property so that we don't have a gap in a home for the police department. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. That being said, we'll move to the next item. This is the intergovernmental agreement with Newtown Township regarding the pedestrian bridge project. I'm going to ask my colleague Sarah to chime in on this one because she has been working on the review of this and also some conversations with the township solicitor on the details of this.
So after incorporating some edits from the appropriate committee here at Pro, I then presented these and then a few more from the solicitor's office as well. I presented those edits to the Newtown Township solicitor, who took a pretty good review and got back to us with a few questions. I have then presented those questions to the appropriate committee, and we are going to engage in a little bit more back and forth so as to present a secondary level of edits back to the township solicitor. But I do anticipate with proactive back and forth communication from the appropriate committee and the township solicitor that we will be able to have a final product in hand such that it can be appropriately placed on the agenda and move forward this month. I know that everyone is eager to have this thing for this month.
I think we're under some grant constraints. It's some constraints on timeline that we need to get this intergovernmental agreement in place this month.
Yeah, so the process, the project is moving forward, so the opportunity to need this agreement are
you know, could become apparent soon. I think the thing is that the expectation is that the grant will cover all the costs of the project, but there are opportunities, there are potentials for there to be some additional costs. That's what this agreement covers.
And those are the sticking points, I think, that we are still with the township on exactly how those costs would be shared or who would be obligated for those costs under the intercom, under the IGA.
Right. And this is separate from a future agreement for maintenance. Once the project is done, there'll be a separate agreement written up regarding maintaining the bridge.
Correct.
Correct. And those same proportionality questions be addressed for that future.
Right.
And then also just make sure all our I's are dotted and T's are crossed. In order to enter an intergovernmental agreement such as this with the township, we would also need to present a resolution. And I do have a draft resolution available. And so that will be forthcoming as well.
Okay, so what we have in share file is not final.
It's not.
Okay, then I will hold up on asking my questions. Because I think I was copied on an email today where you sent your so I think what I was going to question might be addressed already. So I'm not going to waste our
time. Yeah, okay. We'll turn that around fairly quickly so that you have plenty of time to review the updated version before the 16th.
Okay,
and also post, I'll upload a draft resolution as well. But that's fairly personal.
Okay.
Are there any specific questions we want to discuss here, or just we'll do it individually? You'll have comments for us, and we'll iron it out.
Yeah, wait till I see the final, and then we can.
Okay.
Any other questions for Greg on any of these topics, or anything in the solicitor's report? Okay.
I do have one other item that isn't listed on here, but we will. It was in my solicitor's report, but I do want to, because it will become a public item for the 16th agenda, we'll have a confirming motion on the certificate of appropriateness for 26 South State, the windows. If everybody recalls where we left that off several months ago, the applicant, there was some back and forth over the replacement windows after the fire there, and HARB did not approve of the windows that they were proposing. They were clad in aluminum, and they were not historically accurate or appropriate for the building. The applicant had taken an appeal to council, which we suspended before we actually held the hearing to see if we could work it out. We did have that reviewed by the code enforcement officer slash co-administrator on council's direction. And we've determined that the windows they are now proposing, which are full wooden windows that are not clad in aluminum, could follow the same shape and mullion structure as the windows that were there pre-fire are satisfied by the specs. And so we are working out the details of that with the applicant, but we'll need a confirming motion on the COA at the 16th meeting. So it's probably done with that. But hopefully some new windows and some scaffolding and fencing coming up and going down in short order on South State. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Any questions for Greg on that? Okay, moving on to Craig, manager's report.
Okay, thank you. I've got two items and then one add-on, just an FYI. In the folders was distributed a resolution regarding the winter services agreement the borough has with PENDA. This is an every 10-year event to re-up this winter services agreement. It is an agreement where the borough receives an annual allotment in exchange for its maintenance of state roads that traverse through the borough. The resolution specifically authorizes the borough manager to be the signer of a for the actual agreement, which goes on for many pages. The amount is expected for 2025-6, which hits, I believe, in November, to be $7,700. And that escalates in the 10th year to $9,200 for everything.
And that's money they give us to maintain their roads, very much.
That's right. And it's regardless of any weather events, it's kind of prorated for the average snowfall. I asked about it, or what about a really extreme event? And there is and has been a history and an opportunity for a supplemental, should there be something that's really a, so there's precedent, I should say. It's not listed in the agreement, but there's precedent. They have made a second distribution. The TASA grant, I wrote something up a little bit, but and I'll read that. This has to do with the sidewalk grant that we applied for in the fall for connecting from Jefferson going north on State Street to Frost Lane. So we applied in the fall for an LSA grant to support the sidewalk installations from State on Jefferson to Frost Street to connect the Central Business District to Edgeboro neighborhood and the pedestrian bridge that is we spoke of earlier just this evening. We hope to hear in the fall of 2025 of that award or not. So separately, the borough has applied and received technical assistance from the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission to support an application to an alternative funding source, which is called the Transportation Set-Aside, or TASA, T-A-S-A funding. This technical assistance was mostly completed now, was carried out by Michael Baker and Associated, an engineering firm, and they've developed a conceptual schematic, a feasibility analysis, and a budget estimate, and a narrative that would serve as a grant application to the TASA grant cycle. And the project is viewed, and it was also a feasibility analysis. Does this present as a good application, which it does, according to their analysis and review. So there's no action needed at this time. That's just an FYI that this is happening. It's a very good development for that project. And thank Michelle, participated in the meeting this week where we reviewed their work product. And that will be something that will require probably a formal resolution to make an application, which is due in September. So I think that's just wanted to report in on that. If there's any questions, that's happening.
That's in addition to the LSA grant, or if we don't get the LSA grant?
It's separate track. It isn't, and so it's in addition to.
So we could theoretically receive both?
We could, in which case that's a good problem, but it probably would present a bit of a problem to redirect the LSA.
Okay.
And that TASA work that you got, that was also, that was free product that you got, right?
Correct. Yeah. I should.
That engineering was a gift.
Yes.
Yeah. From the DVRPC?
From DVRPC, yes. Yes. We used the LSA grant to say, hey, what about this? Does this qualify? And all the TASA grant has this is a pre-screening, if you will. And they liked it, the pre-screening to do that. They developed what is essentially an application.
That's so great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any
one last item that's not on the agenda. The long-awaited audit of FY 2023 is in draft form and has been sent in. There was no problem. It was just the change in personnel to get the improvements to that. And the 2024 audit is well underway and expected to be in September, October.
Great.
So that was much more time. So
I know you won't miss me asking you about 2023.
yeah, that is here as a draft form. I will be reading that and get it back to the auditor as a meeting. And that's all, unless you have
any questions. Any questions?
I do have one. We had talked, you and I, several months ago about getting
regular report from the Sewer Authority Board, which we have three members. Can we make arrangements or request them to appear at a meeting in the next month or two to give a report on what's up with the Sewer Authority? They should be coming to us regularly.
Yes, I will do that. I see that they come. Do you think it's more appropriate than one of our appointees or the manager, my counterpart there, comes to report it? Or...
Well, we have three people that are appointed to the board. I think we should be hearing from them. Or both. I don't know. However,
depends,
they want to
I
do
think it depends
it.
On what kind of information you're looking
at. Well, I'd like to have an update on what the sewer board is doing. There clearly are some outstanding issues that I'm sure the public's interested in, as are we.
Well, then it would be appropriate to have our appointees.
Have our appointees come, yes. Yes. And soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Craig. Okay, moving on to the president's report. The only item I have is you see in the documentation share file, we have been asked by the Newtown Rotary if we would be amenable to having a peace pole in one of our borough parks. I don't know if you've all had an opportunity to read the request and all of the great information within. I know Paul is here with printouts, and I'm sorry, Deborah, right?
Deborah
Porter, on behalf of the Rotary. So yeah, I actually personally think this is a fabulous idea, and I actually thought about Patriots Park, because I thought it would be ironic to have a peace pole in a park where there once was a war pot, but that's just my sense of humor.
I was going to suggest if it appeals to the much more public space. If you're looking for a spot where lots of people are going to be on a regular basis, that's probably a better spot.
I'm just worried about, you know, damage to it, if anything.
Well, what, from a baseball?
Yeah.
Well, there are enough things important. It's a big, good point.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just, that's the first thought that pops into my head.
But you definitely have it around the perimeter.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So you should. Would it be that physical to go past? Patriots Park, if you walk in the borough.
Well, where are you going to put it? I mean, I personally don't think that's the best location. That's good stuff.
Would you, either of you, like to say anything?
Well, just that we're playing peaceful kingdom card. Yeah, it's peaceful. And Rotary has that long history with that farm. We were responsible for the fencing that went up, and we were also part of the fundraising dog and the brick. And we just think it's a great place. But we would be happy with any location, find Bryce Park. We would just love to have it in the borough. We think it's the borough is the perfect place for us.
We also were responsible for almost 50% of the funding for the equipment that up there.
Yes.
So you're thinking inside the fence at Peaceful Kingdom, not in the Lynch Hill part.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or wherever council would prefer.
And in the original email you sent me, you had the drop downs of the languages. Those are the ones that you've chosen? Or
Deborah can speak to that.
Okay.
Yes. No, I apologize. I'm Deborah Porter. And as of 2 days ago, I was the president of the Newtown Rotary Club. And so I just recently ended my term. In fact, the languages are coming from our across the street. Our district judge has a list of the most common languages in our community, and please provided that. So we would utilize the top languages that require translators here. I think that's, he felt that that's the safest way to proceed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the request came from, may I speak?
Yes, of course. Yes, please. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to all. In fact, I came to Newtown here because of the borough, and I live in Newtown Gate. So I take care of all those gardens there as a volunteer as well. So I really love to be very passionate about this area, helping however I can to all of you. The Rotary Club, may not know, is dedicated to world peace. It's one of the seven areas of focus. We have 8 peace centers around the world. We graduated 1,700 people, and they're dedicated to bringing peace to wartime communities and other areas that are hotspots. They
guarantee that that's what we're going to focus on. If you know anyone that would be interested in pursuing that, we would love to have someone to look for. So please keep that in mind. We are not a political organization, although many people think we are. We represent all political facets in the community here, but also many faiths. So our faith ministerium has come together as well, and they will be choirs to this installation. Many different choirs and people, and that's the whole point of it, right? To just foster peace in the world and make a statement about this community as well, which has been so focused because of the greater peace on peace. And we have peaceable kingdom, amazing connections here that are artistic as well. So I don't know if you have any other questions, be happy to. I've been championing this project because Stephanie Erchik, our prior president, who also presides, has requested all presidents to install peace poles in their community. So we wanted as many as possible. And the words may peace prevail on earth. We'll be around the pole with multiple languages. This is Stephanie, in fact, with a peace pole. In so we would encourage other clubs to come, so people from many different Rotary clubs in the area. In fact, you may not know that our Rotary club has just adopted the Levittown Fearless Hills Club is coming down to Newtown, so they'll be coming to meet with us weekly. And we've also adopted the Yard League folks as well. We had adopted them last year. So we are a peak club. We're the fastest growing club in our region, 42 clubs in our district. I think that says a lot about service, and thank you all for your service.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for?
I do. First of all, it's a lovely thing, but it was a cool idea. And I think very much in favor of us installing here in the borough. And I like Paul's suggestion about either within the peaceful in the areas itself, or into part of it, it seems like a very good setting for it. What are the materials of this pole? My question
is, we can order it in any material, but the one that connected with Rotary is it's a plastic composite material that lasts a very long time. There would be a little Rotary wheel on it as well, with reference emblems on it, put a couple of things. But it would be. To me, it looks like the posts and the fencing that you see nowadays, it sort of looks like that. And then if this one would be eight-sided, we want as many languages as possible to be able to
fall. Just want to make sure that it's durable.
That's the most durable. And there are, as she also mentioned, there are others in Newtown. I think we have about four of them, which I think might put us on the map as well. In a really unique way. I doubt there are many places around the world that have four peace poles.
If you want to look at one, I'm not sure if it's the same materials, but the back of the graveyard of the Methodist Church, they have one.
Okay, good.
There are quite a few in town, which is really neat.
So we just figure out the location.
Yeah. And we just want to make sure that this generation is saying the same thing that the prior generations have said. So so that it remains important to all of us.
I think it's a lovely idea.
Thank you.
Greg, is deciding on a location something that we can, is that something that's administrative?
It is. It was just putting in something in a firm.
Okay. So we'll be able to talk about that offline and then get back to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. October 5th is the date that we've reserved, a Sunday from 4 to 5. We will bring.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a lovely little ceremony. Yeah,
it's bigger than little.
A little, yeah.
In consideration, we do need electric too.
So, okay, well, we've got there's electric.
There's electric.
Okay, so we'll talk internally and see where we think the best place. But I mean, I think no one seems to be objectionable to peaceful kingdom, but we'll talk about it.
Thank
and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Okay, Julia, Environmental Advisory Council.
Hi, I wanted to update you on several projects. The first is the local climate action program. You probably recall that probably 2 months ago, I think we talked about it. This is a free program that's being offered through Penn State University. and the borough council decided or agreed to be part of it. There were only six communities in Pennsylvania that were chosen to participate, and we are one of those six. Newtown Borough, Indiana Borough, McCandless, and Williston Townships, and the cities of Harrisburg and Erie were all chosen for this project. It was really nice. And I have to thank Tim Markey, who's our the chair of EAC, who found out about this program and really pushed for it, and will be taking the lead on it. What has happened today? Yes.
I just want to suggest you should write an article about this and submit it to the PSA 89.
Oh, okay. I'll see.
A little feather in your cap.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done it yet.
Tim's cap.
Well, we should probably wait until we get the results.
So, but it's a great accomplishment that
we got chosen. Yes. So this is a student project, and we'll be assigned a Penn State student. And there are three Zoom meetings. There's a committee of me, Tim, and Craig, who are representing the borough, and we will be meeting on Zoom with the students from Penn State, and then they do research and come back and say, here's your carbon footprint now, and here's what you can do to change it. So the first step was that Craig signed a request to PICO to send information about because it's a carbon producing usage that we have, and that will give them some information. And I'm not sure because we haven't had our kickoff meeting yet to find out exactly how they're going to go about collecting the data. And then they produce the report for us. So we're looking forward to that. So I think the first meeting is next week, I think is our first one. Yeah. And I uploaded information onto SharePoint if you wanted to read more details about that one. Okay, secondly, I wanted to give you a quick update on the Newtown Creek Pedestrian Bridge project. There was a public meeting last week over at the township building. It was in the evening on Thursday evening. Unfortunately, didn't have a lot of people there. We did have about a dozen, but they were really very interested. So we had a presentation by the engineer, who talked a little bit about what all the different items were that they had to take into consideration when designing the bridge. Obviously things like floodplain, things like that, but also locations of sewer easements and large trees that we wanted to protect and things like that, and presented a rendering of their ideas for the bridge. And then the people had an opportunity to walk around and talk and offer their ideas. And there was some good information that came out. For example, the owner of one property said, well, yeah, there's a swale here, but during heavy rains, this is the direction that the water really goes, which was really good information to pass on to the landscape architect to say, you know, yeah, when your surveyors came out, yeah, they thought that's where the water was, but it really it's someplace else. So that was really helpful. And I think the designers were very pleased with the information that they got back, and be putting together more information based on what was presented. So that's an update on that. And then you already heard obviously about the intergovernmental agreement that we're working on. And then finally, just a quick update on the official map update. And that is to say that Gina and Gail have graciously agreed to join me on a committee to work on that. So that is the update. And we will be getting together very soon and map out how we want to map out the process going forward.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Any old business? Or first, I should say, any questions for Julia? Hey, any old business?
For the old business, now that I just wanted to offer some comments on the Priscilla Pico. Is now the time to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a couple of weeks ago now that Pico hosted a meeting here at the Chancellor Center regarding the upcoming gas line project, which will run up State Street. It will also be on Center and up a section of Penn Street as well. It was fairly well attended. Pico brought their engineer, their contractor, and in particular themselves. And they present, they made a good presentation with respect to the plans. The one key piece, which was a change from our prior understanding of the project, or perhaps they made this change, is that they're no longer proposing to close State Street down by the railroad tracks.
That's a change they made, I think. Yeah. I think that was part of your,
because of the pushback.
It was part of the original.
I don't know if it was because of the pushback or because they realized they didn't have to do it, because if they want to save the money,
it's probably,
I don't know.
Actually, they also said that they were researching the right of way for the rails. They don't know if they actually have,
right.
Far
they don't know
they
if,
have to go.
Right. They don't know if they can get under what SEPTA would allow.
Right.
But in any event, that's not going to happen,
right.
Which I think was certainly one of our key concerns with respect to what was going to happen. So they at no time intend to close any street, right? They will provide, they'll have lane closures during their working hours, but at the end of each working day, the road will be open again.
Which is 9 to 3.
Wherever they're working. So while there will be challenges during the work day, everything gets opened up again at night. They're not going to block anybody's driveway at any time. Obviously, they have to work their way down the street, but they will have a crew there, materials to enable passage driveways at all times. So I think that addressed a number of the questions that we had, and I know the members of the public had. There were still some concerns addressed by me and others with respect to why they didn't plan it better, why they didn't inform us better. But we came away with nobody, to my recollection, having any further objections about the project continuing. And finally, both Steve Sanciero's office at Barry Warren, they were both there for the meeting. So I think it went well. I think what the important thing from our standpoint now is that Craig, you're going to get periodic reports from them during the process, right? Well, we will post those reports on the website. Is there a way to do that? And
I
or
I think that's our main primary way.
Is that what we intend to do?
Yeah.
Okay. And in addition, I know they have contact information for them, so we should be posting that as well, so people can reach out directly to PICO if they want the contact and have specific questions for them. But obviously, we can't answer those questions.
I think.
And I would also just add, they did suggest by a post conversation with them. I did just say primary, but it's our primary way. It was suggested in the meeting, and they they are likely to do so, to make their own website a splash page from one with PICO. That
their own landing page for this project.
It's just for this project.
Couple of
which we could link to, and then also it might not hurt if you have a clean copy of the flyer they handed out at that meeting to scan and just put it up on the website as well, because that has the contact.
Couple of last comments. During this process, they're interested in and want to work with our property owners with respect to anyone who wants to connect to the new gas line. Right? If they don't have gas service today, this would be a great opportunity. It would certainly save presumably some money, since they've dug it up already. And then in addition to that, when they're done, they're going to have a full repaving of the street. At that point, under PennDOT rules, there'll be a moratorium on digging up the street for 5 years. So now would be the time to connect if people wanted to, because they would not be able to connect for 5 years after. And finally, they say this is one step. There will be more sections in the future.
Thank you. Any other old business? Any announcements? Any public to be heard?
I just have one question for you, Chris. Will PICO reach out to all of those locations and let those people know that there is going to be a 5-year moratorium and, you know, to buy some that they want that gas hook up?
I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't know that they will or they won't.
Yeah.
I don't know what their plans are with respect. They did tell state that they were going to be contacting the property owners with respect to the ability to connect. I don't know if they're going to make that point with respect to the moratorium or not.
Okay. With no other public to be heard, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I have a first and I have a second.
I have a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thank you, everybody.
You want me just to give that one thing?
Yeah, if it's all done.
Yeah. All right, Emily.
Do you need my phone number?
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
I forgot. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't think you can get your phone. All right,
there you go.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm just going to.